This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. Things are literally cooking over in a new industrial kitchen at the Treasure Coast Food Bank in Fort Pierce.
Full capacity running, you know, full three shifts a day. With processing, we could do about 25 million pounds of produce a year. We're not there yet, but we can.
That's Krista Garofalo talking about their relatively new on-site commercial kitchen and production plant.
We prepare about 600 meals a day for the after-school meals program for kids so that they can eat at the Boys and Girls Club in St. Lucie County. We run our summer feeding program out of here, so you know we're feeding about 2,500 kids a day over the summer.
The produce comes only from local Florida farmers. The kitchen is also a benefit to all of us in the community.
In a disaster situation, if the county or an entity needs emergency meals, we could do about 100,000 prepared meals a day for that, for them and anybody else that would need them. And then obviously following a disaster, we could provide meals to people through those means as well. So
they have a close relationship with the school district and provide sliced and diced produce for the cafeteria's internal food programs. Many of them
don't have the capacity in some of their kitchens to have somebody there to, you know, chop up the carrots or, you know, dice up the tomatoes for whatever they're doing.
Another facet of the production plant is training for unemployed or underemployed people with little to no skills in food service to break into culinary arts careers. It's called the Green Apron Program, and over the next 8 years, it's expected to add about 2,400 jobs in food service, according to the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. We put on hairnets and walk into a chilly environment where Chef Daniel Levy and his volunteers are cleaning vegetables in preparation for the day's after-school meal of chicken fajitas made from scratch.
Now it's a little cooler in here because This is the, you know, like the wash and chop. For the fruits and vegetables, we have to keep it at a certain temperature. So,
is this Chef Daniel here?
That is Chef Daniel.
Hello.
We ask him to tell us specifically about the Green Apron Program.
It's designed to give the students a knowledge base to go out and work in the industry. So at the end of the course, it's a 12-week course, but at the end of the course, they'll leave with a SurfSafe certification, which is a manager's level certification for safety and sanitation.
Students learn safety and knife skills and different types of cooking methods. So when they finish, they know how to roast, bake, steam, poach, saute.
At the end, then we go into a little bit of baking and pastry, which is, everybody loves that.
Yeah, sure.
That's everybody's favorite part.
Volunteer Bob Benson is here chopping about 100 pounds of onions.
I'm a CPA and retired, and I went to culinary school as part of my dream and what have you, and now I volunteer with two different organizations cooking.
Beautiful. Oh, that's making my eyes water, the onions.
Staying here a couple hours.
On the way out, we run into a recent graduate of the Green Apron program who now works in the kitchen for the food bank.
My name is Christina Juarez.
We ask her about what she's learned.
About the temperature for the food, for the meat, that's different for fish, for beef, for chicken, everything.
Mm-hmm. Pastries.
And they have a catering program. Proceeds benefit the food bank. Learn more by following the link at this story on WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.